Proverbs chapter 18, one who isolates himself seeks his own desire, and he quarrels with all sound wisdom. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but only in revealing what is in his own heart. When a wicked person comes, contempt comes with him, along with shame and disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a flowing stream. It is not good to be partial to the wicked person, nor to deny justice to the righteous person. A fool's lips bring him conflict, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and he ensnares himself with his lips. The words of a gossip are like delicious morsels, and they go down into the inner parts of the body. Also, one who is slack in his work is a brother to the one who destroys the most. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous person runs into it and is safe. The wealth of the rich is his fortified city, and in his imagination it is like a high wall. Before his downfall, a person's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor. One who answers before listening, it is his folly and shame. A person's spirit will endure sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit? The heart of the intelligent acquires knowledge, and the hearing of the wise seeks it out. A man's gift may open the way and bring him before a great man. The first to plead his case seems just until his opponent comes and examines him. Casting the lot settles disputes and separates strong opponents. An offended brother is harder to be won than a strong city, and quarrels are like the bars of a castle. From the fruit of his mouth one's stomach is filled, with the harvest of his lips he is satisfied. Death and life are controlled by the tongue, and those who love the tongue will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and receives favor from Yahweh. A poor person pleads for mercy, but a rich person answers harshly. The one who claims many friends is brought to ruin by them, but there is a friend who comes closer than a brother.